This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
We're asking the questions today to Rosa Stewart-Stevens of Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. Vaping is something that's been a lot in popular culture right now, but also in the news, because there's a lot of dangers associated with it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I have been on the case of vaping since the beginning of time, telling parents and kids, please do not get involved in this culture. There's so much damage, and the more research that's happening, the longer this is going on, the more disease that we're seeing of lungs.
Well, we're seeing really critical cases popping up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there are many things that, as consulting pharmacists, how we can help you reduce the amount of vaping you're doing, the same as we can help you with stopping smoking. So if you have a desire to stop using, please come and see us, because there's many, many different issues that we can help you reduce the amount that you are vaping and then get you off of it completely.
Well, we've spoken in the past about stopping smoking and some of the strategies. A lot of this is going to be very similar, if not exactly the same. You got to treat the habit, you got to treat the cravings, you got to treat, I guess, the addiction.
Absolutely. All of those things are ways that we can help reduce the amount that you're vaping.
So what are some of those strategies that we look at?
Well, first of all, we need to help people sleep better, because if you're sleeping and you're trying to manage an addiction, you're going to be more present. Your brain power is going to be working in order that you're going to be able to make a decision to stop smoking and vaping. It is a conscious decision. So we need to help people sleep better. We need to help people reduce the stress that they're feeling. So by helping people feel less stressed, that will help them make better lifestyle decisions, which is stopping smoking, stopping vaping. We talk to people about changing their brain by having a sip of water, going for a walk, reading a book, start a swimming class, start a running class.
It's a lifestyle change.
It's lifestyle. And it's just little baby steps. I can't give you everything to do all at once because it's overwhelming.
Well, and
so
it's a process. Personalized too.
And it's personalized. So it's a process of speaking to our consulting pharmacist week one. This is what I'm asking you to do. Maybe it'll be writing all the reasons why you're smoking, and then writing down all the reasons why you want to quit smoking. Bring that back to me. We'll sit down and talk about that for that week. That's your little process. So it's getting the brain engaged in stopping smoking, stopping vaping, getting on to a better, healthier lifestyle.
If you want help getting that strategy together, you should talk to my friend Rosa Stewart-Stevens over at Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. You can visit them on Facebook. You can text 961-0177 or give a call 922-8959.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckvi.com.